All right. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Talk. On this episode, we're finally talking Rangers with the one and only Angie. Angie, what's up, baby?
What's up, Charlie? How's it going?
It took us six games to get here. Well, six games to get here. All freaking dubs. Walked over the Caps. And now here we are. Double OT winner last night. How was it being in the building?
That place was one of the best games, and besides Game 7 against the Penguins, it was like one of the best games in the last 10 years. The crowd, for some reason, was just on another level. It was actually sick. When Trocheck scored, I thought the building was gonna fucking break down.
It looked like it was gonna friggin' break down. That's for sure. This team, though, they're using that slogan, this team. And boy, is that freaking true, man? Is that true? Yeah. No, the no quitting in them. Last night, I just want to go real quick because we haven't spoke, but the Capitals, we just literally just walked over them.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's like, oh, they got the Capitals. That's what you get for winning the President's Trophy. I mean, everyone wants to talk about President's curse, whatever.
Yeah.
You play the weakest team, and it really showed. I mean, you look at them; they have negative goal differential, and they didn't belong there, to be honest. So
they didn't.
We'll take it. We fought all year to have the President's Trophy, and we got rewarded for that.
Yeah, but we made something of that reward, though. You know, we didn't just go in there and lay down and let them, you know, take a game or even take a period. So
you look at the last 2 years where they were up 2-0 in series, and then that third game, they just didn't step on the throat, you know? So, like, I think now that they have this lead 2-0 and then going back to last series and being able to take advantage of that game three, hopefully they could do that again.
Yeah, so that was definitely amazing, just walking over the Caps. I thought I was getting nervous there with the break. It was a serious break. That was the longest break they've had all year, right? So.
Yeah, so previous years, they've always looked like shit after a break. But for whatever reason this year, I think they came out of the All-Star break this year, and I don't even remember what the number was, but they rattled off like 8 or 9 in a row, something like that. Mm-hmm. Even like they had a couple times where they had like a week off this year, and they just came back. I mean, it's got to be – you got to credit LaViolette. Got him ready.
You have to.
Him hearing the practices are intense. You know, he creates that environment, you know.
Yeah, well, he's been there before, right? He's done this. He's done these games. He's been in game sevens. He's been in Stanley Cups. The guy has done it all, and I definitely tip my hat to him because he has everybody ready to play, and it shows. You know, a two overtime game, a two period overtime game last night, and you just see that it got to a point that I was like, are they going to try to score? Because it was playing up against the board, just we're skating around. I'm like, are they going to, like, when are we going to go for it? You know, they were scared to let it up. And I'm just like, let's go. It's like we're falling asleep. And I literally took a 10-minute nap in between the first overtime and the second. I literally took a nap. I closed my eyes. Boom. I woke up. I was ready to go. It was crazy. Crazy.
Carolina is that type of team. They'll try to make you fall asleep and then catch you, you know?
Yeah. They just keep coming, too. Listen, man, in my eyes, we got outworked. We got outplayed. We won the game, but it wasn't pretty.
No, there was a few points of that game. I think in the second, we had a little bit of a pushback, but a few points in that game where Carolina was just all over us. And that's, you know, they're going to come back with a push. You know, they're a good team, too. And then by no means is anything over. But they were all over us, and they looked faster, which they are. We kind of looked a little winded going into OT and everything. But you got to credit our special teams. You know, they killed the two penalties in overtime, and then
we win our power play.
Yeah.
As soon as that penalty was called, I was like, this has to be it. We have to freaking get one here.
I think I jumped up when the ref put his arm up, like we scored.
Yeah,
that was like a goal to me.
Yeah, well, it was the first moment in like the last two periods where you felt like, okay, maybe we can pull this out.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
Igor is a fucking robot. a robot.
He's locked in. He's a man on a mission right now.
He is. And when what's his name took him out, my heart stopped. My heart stopped, and he went flying in the air.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, I think he folded a little bit, but still, the guy clipped his foot, you know.
Oh, you think it was a little bit of a flop? You think it was a little DiVincenzo acting right there? Or?
I think it's definitely a penalty either way because he does clip his skates, but I don't know, maybe the dramatics of it weren't as – he does that sometimes, but I just love the fire that he has. He gets back up, and he's skating right after the guy. He's just, he's locked in. He's making these crazy saves all night long.
Yeah.
I don't know, what, 54 saves?
That's unbelievable.
You know, you don't win that game without him.
And his stick presence is just ridiculous, bro.
Yeah.
I we went through Lundqvist, who did not know how to use his stick. Like, he was making plays with that stick. One of the passes that were coming through, that was a one-timer for sure. He blocks it with a stick. He knows what he's doing. He always keeps everybody together. And when Trocheck's goal went in, did you not see that release of everything in his body?
It's like a weight off his shoulders. And I was talking yesterday. He's not going to get an assist on it, but he got that. They cleared the puck and he got it back up the ice real quick, you know. So you catch Carolina, you know, whatever, fluster changing, and then they were able to, you know, get the shot on goal and then just throw pucks at net and good things happen.
That was just nuts. We have to, you know, when I was talking to my father-in-law, I said game two, I was like, you know, it's hard for me to, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it was a must-win game in my eyes.
Yeah, I mean.
You can't say that, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's technically not a must-win, but, you know, you took game one, which I think for the most part, they were the better team. At the end, it got a little scary there, but they took that one pretty good. And then you knew Carolina was going to push back. I actually said before the game yesterday I was going overtime. I had 3-2, wound up being 4-3.
Wow.
But yeah, it's good to see this team. Like I said, in the last couple of years, they didn't have that cutthroat mentality. It's good to see them, you know, taking advantage, especially in games where maybe they shouldn't actually win. You know, they find a way to pull it out, and that's what good teams do.
That is a true statement. That is a true statement. I did want to take Trouba and throw him in the middle of Broadway.
Oof, that was one of the worst games I ever seen by a hockey player.
I'm not a hockey.
Right in the middle to that guy,
bro.
Bad pinches.
He played almost a half hour too.
I know.
I know my father was yelling at me at this too, but I was like, maybe just throw Rempe in here for just a minute. Give me a shift to the kid at this point. What does he do? Give up a penalty?
Just have him lay across the floor.
What does he do? Give up a penalty? Because Trouba just kept giving up penalty after penalty after missed passes. And then the passes, Zibanejad. All right, once again, I thought the game was wrapped up in that moment. Yeah. I thought it was wrapped up. But then if you look at the replay, It was a pass. It was a little too late. It was just a little too friggin' late. Trouba's got to clean it up.
Him and Gus both had a pretty, pretty bad night. And that's not great. Because, I mean, I don't know. You can't really turn anywhere else. I like Zach Jones, but I don't see them. They're obviously not going to bench the captain, but. Maybe just say he's.
I don't know how many more times he's going to hurt you. I don't know how many times you're going to let him hurt you.
Single-handedly, almost. I mean, Carolina played great, but they could have lost that game because of the penalties he took and the turnovers and whatever.
Oh, man. I know. We have to wipe that. He has to wipe that game from his own brain, too.
Yeah.
And then he's diving around like a kamikaze. Bro, if he connects on that hit, he's probably, what, ejected from the game?
Yeah, he's probably suspended at least a game or two.
Right.
He's a little too much of a loose cannon. I love the physicality, but he'll go out of his way to make a hit, and then he's leaving. It happened yesterday. He had like a bad pinch trying to make a hit, and the other team gets a 2-on-1 because of it, because he's doing a bad pinch. You know, you got to be aware of the situation too. You know, it's not just about going around hitting people.
Yeah. So the one thing that happened last night, that being home on the couch was literally the worst thing in the world. I don't know exactly how much time was left, but I know it was late. It was late in the third. All of a sudden, ESPN makes one of the most historic. I will never probably forget that mistake for the rest of my life, and cuts to the Dallas Stars game. against the Avalanche, and we're sitting there. I'm screaming at my dog. I could have swore my dog sat on the remote or something. You know what I mean? I'm like, champ! I'm fucking yelling at my freaking dog. I'm looking at the screen. I put my hands on my head. I was already having some connection problem. I don't know if the wind was freaking, but my thing was freezing in and out. I was having troubles with it. Bro, when I tell you, I lost my mind. And then, boom, it clicked back. Maybe 15 seconds. It felt like 6 minutes.
Yeah. I saw a meme this morning. It was pretty funny. It was like, if you or a loved one suffered a heart attack from ESPN switching the channel last night, you may be titled to the competition.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But yeah, that's hilarious.
ESPN's been getting a lot of hate, and I think it's warranted. You know, TNT's broadcast just blow it away compared to what they're doing.
Yeah, really, really, really bad. Really bad. Yeah. Even the angles, the way – if you're not a hockey guy and you don't watch, every game, you're losing track. They're cutting in and out. I'm like, what is going on?
I don't know. You might not notice it, but sometimes like the audio is like a second ahead of like the game, like a split second, but like it's weird. I don't know.
My Rangers app is faster than the Verizon. Verizon. My app. I don't know if it's the network. I have no idea.
You got to throw that on Do Not Disturb.
Holy, you have to. But when you're watching the game alone, these games alone, your group chat is kind of your people. You know what I mean? The group chat is extremely important during these big games now. It is.
That's why I don't think I can ever be a streaming service guy. I think I need instant because like too many
that's
friends
my
watching
argument.
The game.
Bro, that's my argument. Bro, that's my argument about it, because we could save some decent money cutting Verizon.
Yeah, absolutely.
We really could, but it just – and the only thing I watch on Verizon is sports.
Yeah.
There's nothing – I don't watch anything else. My wife watches reruns of Law & Order and that Jersey Shore on Thursday, and that's it, and it's all sports.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God, that was just the whole ESPN thing is driving me nuts. But you sent me a link today from – what was that?
That was Sportsnet in Canada. It was night and day, the broadcast. Even the I don't know if I sent you the one with the goal.
Yeah, the Trocheck.
Yeah, so there's another clip I found of even the intro when they're coming out to Bob O'Reilly, and they pull the audio directly from the feeds. Like, it's just night and day. It's sick.
It makes no sense to me how bad ESPN is failing everywhere.
Big media company like ESPN can't just get on top of that, you know?
Dude, they can't do anything.
Prize
Picks is a better gambling service than ESPN. Prize Picks.
I know, that's an issue.
Like, are you kidding me? Well, Prize Picks is I think even maybe up there with MGM and FanDuel. They're doing amazing. But it's just like, you're ESPN. You got Penn on your side. They got rid of Barstool. You're bringing us in. They're failing there too. It's like they can't do nothing right. ESPN's not going to be around forever, man.
We're gonna tell our grandkids one day. They used to have this thing called.
Well, they got right. Who watched the Sports Center? That was like the first ESPN News. Yeah. You know who watches that? That's gone.
I used to fall asleep to that shit.
Yeah. Now I seen the clip that I wanted to see 40 times over on my phone or something else. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Go on Twitter. You search exactly whatever you're looking for, and it's a million different clips of it, you know?
Every different angle.
Yep.
For real. So down in Carolina, they're trying to get us not to join them in the stadium.
Yeah.
You think they're going to be successful?
Nah, they've been doing this for a while. When I went down there for game 7 a couple of years ago, and they did the same thing. I had family down there, so I had my cousin buy the ticket, but It's all bullshit. I mean, you could just go on StubHub and buy a ticket after the fact. You know, it's you just can't buy them through Ticketmaster. So, and plus, you have a lot of transplants down there already. So you have a lot of people that actually do live there.
That's for sure.
That'll be in that building.
Yeah, I was talking to Ann a few weeks ago, and she was telling me, she's like, when the Rangers come to town or something, it's full anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I would say probably whenever like a regular season game, probably 95% of those Ranger fans that are there live there. So they're still going to show up.
Mm-hmm. Just, I'm liking that the Knicks are taking a little bit of a little bit of the spotlight, I want to say, away from the Rangers, even though it sucks because it doesn't suck. It's fantastic that we're both in this amazing time of our lives that the Knicks are on this run and the Rangers are on a run. I was really young in 94. You were born in 94. So
yeah, I was 3 months old.
So it's amazing to see every night we have Knick game, we have Ranger game. That's why even why I haven't even wanted to bother you to text you, be like, yo, do you want to talk? Or, you know, it's like, it's so tough because there's something going on. We have the Mets playing, you got the Yankees playing. The Yankees are playing good. The Mets are playing exactly kind of the way you thought they were going to be. There's tons of shit going on. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It really is. But I feel like it's taking a little bit of the light away from the Rangers, and that's great because the Rangers, I don't feel like there's that many bandwagons on right now, actually. There's more bandwagons for the Knicks at the moment.
Yeah, 100%.
Including myself.
When the playoffs come around, you typically get a lot of the bandwagon or Ranger fans. Like, this guy doesn't watch the game all year. He's posting on his Instagram story, you know? It's like, but... you're right. It is helping in that regard.
Right? You feel that a little bit.
Yeah.
Even with the radio, I'm still a sucker for the WFANs of the world. And you put it on, they're still not talking Rangers for two hours after the show's done. Besides Boomer.
I'll give Boomer a listen sometimes in the morning.
Oh, you have to. Yeah.
The rest of the lineup, it's gone. I really can't stand.
It's gone. It's not even worth it. You have McAfee. And I'd rather turn my phone on and go to McAfee at noon. It's just the way it is. Yep. All right. So what do you see here? What do you see here finishing up the series? Do you see Carolina taking a game down there?
I mean, like I said, they gotta keep the foot on the gas. You know, if they... The crowd's going to be buzzing in Carolina. It always is. Mm-hmm. That's one team that's actually completely different on the road and at home. So they're going to have their pushes. Ideally, you take one out of two.
That would be amazing.
Perfect world, you take both. But yeah, like I said, you can't expect that. They're a good team. You got to give them their respect as well. I'll be happy with a split. Come back game five, you know. And then
are you going down or no?
If Sunday wasn't Mother's Day, I probably would go Saturday, but I'm probably going to sit this one out.
Okay. All right. You've been there. You've done it. You stay true to your building and that's it. We keep the vibes, let them go take care of their business trip.
Yep. Exactly. That's what it is. Business trip, you know?
Yeah.
Get a couple wins, come back home.
That's it. That's really that's it. If we take tomorrow, we take the first one. Forget about it.
You're feeling great.
Yeah, and they're coming off a two overtime period, horrible loss on the road. That's gut punching. I don't care what you say. That's gut punching.
I was talking to a buddy this morning, and like I said, you got to give Carolina their respect. But if you watch their faces after that game last night, it's like, what else do we have to fucking do to beat this team? Because they played a great game. If you look at it, they probably gave 150% of their effort, and Igor stood in his head, and we squeaked it out.
Yeah.
So you got to think that's in their mind, the back of their minds. Like, what else do we have to do? But
right,
like I said, they're good at home, so got to go in. Never over till it's over,
we can't be. We've been through horrible times. Like, I'll never forget. I'll never forget all of those horrible times. So it's I'm having fun. That's it. I'm having fun at the moment. I want the fun to continue. That's all I could ask for.
Absolutely. Because, so we went down 2-0 against them 2 years ago, and mm-hmm. then we came back. So you can't take anything for granted. Just next game, next period, and one game at a time.
And that's it. All right, man. Well, thank you so much for doing this with me. Hopefully we'll reconvene after the series.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. Right.
Thanks so much, man. I'll see you.
Let's go, Rangers.
Ciao.